again. This is the old Good Morning Man Kermit Edney with program 226 in a series of 260 chapters dealing with the happenings and the people who made things happen here over the past 50 years, the WHKP years since 1946. We follow the same format as that used by the great Frank Fitzsimmons, so we call the series Where Fitz Left Off. On Friday, I was sharing with you how the fundraising had so gotten out of hand during the 40s and early 50s as each and every health, youth, and welfare organization insisted on running their own campaigns. And finally, the community said enough is enough, and in the fall of 1953, the first ever United Way or United Fund campaign was launched. I remember back in the early 50s, fundraising had gotten so far off base. When one campaign had faltered, a prominent advertiser suggested that the radio station donate time for a special request program, which, of course, we agreed to, and it originated in the main office of State Trust Company. It was sort of a real amateurish Jerry Lewis Labor Day special. I would cajole the listening audience, if somebody will give $25 to whatever cause it was, I'll get Bill Hodges to sing Down by the Old Mill Stream. And in a matter of minutes, somebody who wanted to get their name on the radio would call in and say, I got the money. He gained the notoriety of being a big giver, and he got to hear Bill Hodges make an ass out of himself. No one ever knew even what we were raising money for, but obviously it was for a good cause. The United Concept Movement was brought into the community in the summer of 1953. By August, we had signed agreements with the American Red Cross, the Boy Scouts, the Girl Scouts, the Lions Club. We had agreements from all the major fundraising groups except the Polio Group, the American Heart Association, and the American Cancer Society. They, first of all, would not agree for any outside organization to tell them how much money they could raise in Hendersonville, and one or more of them would not permit any review or audit of how they'd spent the money from previous years. I remember we offered to waive any rules for polio if they would just not conduct another separate campaign. Mrs. Geneva Bowden, who was head of the local chapter, tried desperately to get agreement from the state and national organizations, but they stood firm and refused to even consider becoming a part of the United Way. The local chapters of the American Heart Association and the American Cancer Society simply withdrew from the national organizations and set up their own local chapters, and 100% of the money they raised was spent locally here in Hendersonville. By October 1st, as a show of solidarity, a meeting was held in the Scotland Hotel by supporting groups of United. Attending were Commander Homer Hobbs of the American Legion, Exalted Ruler W.F. Stokes of the Elks Lodge, Mrs. Joe Kroll of the Junior Woman's Club, President Dan Barber of Kiwanis, Secretary Hillary Neighbors of the Lions, B.M. Middleton of the Rotary Club, Mrs. Hamilton Coleman of the Woman's Club, Commander Bill Powers of the VFW, and dozens of other citizens and owners of businesses and heads of local industrial plants. C.M. Mike Ogle was elected president, H.T. Luke Rendell was named executive director, and I was named general chairman at that first fundraising meeting. We had hoped to do the campaign in the month of October, but it was not until early December that we could finally announce that we had raised $55,488.61 plus an oversubscription of 2.5% or an extra $1,464.81. I was chatting with David Knotts, executive director of the United Way, recently. David's been here about 9 years, and he said that campaign chairman Spence Campbell has been challenged to raise $1,168,000 for the 1996-97 year. $1,168,000, that compares to that $55,488 in the first year. But as we said on Friday when talking about the old Lions Club dime board, a dime in 1953 would be worth a lot more than a dollar today. Remember, we were still on the silver standard in those pre-Lyndon Johnson days. And back then, the population of the entire county was only about 30,000 people. People at 2.5 times that number live here today. And that would obviously create 2.5 times escalation if based on nothing more than an increase in the number of people living here. The United Way today supports almost 40 different agency efforts. Some we raised money for back in 1953 are no longer in existence, or they have found an alternative way to support their efforts other than simply asking for a donation method of support. But the stalwarts of 1953 that we raised funds for 43 years ago are still supported by your support of United, the Red Cross, the Boy and Girl Scouts, the Salvation Army, the 4-H Clubs, even the Children's Home Society, and the Florence Crittenden Home, plus the YMCA, which joined United Way the very first year it operated here. It would be difficult to estimate the number of people who have served in various official capacities over the past 43 years, or those that simply went out into the field to raise funds. I didn't think that first year would ever end, but it is now one of the great memories of this seventh child of a seventh child, lucky enough to have been born here, the good sense never to leave, with a job he's loved all of his life. Sursum corda, as we approach the next 50 years.